Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Breezy's going to be making a huge life change and will be moving in with her girlfriend to Fairport. And I wanted to ask her this morning what her biggest concerns are. But before that, do you guys who have already experienced this, and I know there's a lot of you, I'm a little late to the game on this, but I know you're supposed to discuss finances and split of household chores, house rules, but I was wondering if anyone had any unusual or unexpected tips or anything that came up after you moved in together that took you by surprise. Is there anything you didn't think of that would have been good to resolve ahead of time? 585-252-9800. I mean, there's a lot of conversations that need to be had when you move in with somebody.
I know. It's
when you move in with the love of your life.
It's definitely been, you know, a little bit of time here, and like a lot of people, U-hauling is a huge thing when it comes to lesbians, where you move in with each other one day after meeting each other.
My parents were asking at dinner last night how long you and your girl have been together, and I said, I think 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Since April.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Wow, not you in our relationship.
I just pay attention.
It's like, I got your date tattooed on my arm. 7 months, and then I'm not moving until January, so it'll be like 10. And I am excited. I'm nervous. I'm sad and happy to get out of the city. You know, that's something I've been kind of struggling and going back and forth with about. Love my place on Park Ave. I mean, don't always feel the safest.
Well, you know, as a single woman too, but I think a change of scenery is definitely going to do you some good.
Yeah, I do too. And just like a sense of a new routine, and like at Fairport is all the craze. Obviously, everyone knows. But
you could be at the cannery every weekend.
Literally, belly up a tin cup. So I'm just excited for that and to be, you know, closer to Canandaigua and that side of, you know, the city.
Yeah. But your biggest fear, your biggest concern, and I know you got them.
Yeah, it's, listen, I mean, I've only lived with one other partner in my whole spec of dating, the whole realm, right? And I've had plenty of partners. So this is a big deal. And I think it hits different because I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
I'm at a different stage in my life. Like when I lived with the last person I was with 4 or 5 years ago, just wasn't in a huge adult space. It was more so like, oh yes,
roommates,
like our apartment, and like,
yeah,
you know, like it's the idea of like buying a house or saving for anything wasn't top of mind. And this time it is, because you know, I'm 30, my girlfriend's 29, going to be 30, and the housing market and the amount of money people pay in rent these days is astronomically high.
Yeah.
And the move was coming regardless whether I was moving in with her or whether I was moving home. I talked about this a bunch of like just getting out of my apartment, although I love it a lot, and saving some money and stashing some money away to ultimately buy a house someday, 2030, I don't know. And I'm really like happy and thankful that I get to experience this with my girlfriend while also saving money.
Have you
both
guys,
of us,
have you had the really deep conversations about finances together?
Yeah, of course. And like, I think that's something you have to do before you move in with anyone, regardless of anything, because I just feel like if you're moving in with someone, it's obviously progressively going towards the direction of ultimately being together forever,
is
sharing finances, things like that.
Well, when it comes to finances, though, are you guys both agreeing to split everything 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
You are. Right,
yeah,
down the middle.
So I didn't mention this, but she lives with her brother.
So her brother's also going to be there. Okay, so this is going to be Three's Company.
Which is not something I've ever obviously dealt with. I mean, I had a couple dogs.
How does he feel about you moving in there?
At first, he was not into it.
Okay, sure.
And then when we told him how much it was going to be, he was like, oh, yeah, where do I sign? You know, so.
As far as splitting the costs of everything. But I can't imagine he's going to be comfortable with wanting to stay there long term. Somebody's going to have to go.
Right.
And most likely, if you guys are looking to get your own house, I'm assuming it's going to be you and your girl.
Yeah, probably a year down the line, though. Like, we'll probably be there for. So I move in January. I think they're leased up in April. So it'll probably be a whole nother realm. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like this move is financially responsible. And I think it's a move that is going to strengthen our relationship. Because, I mean, I'll be fully transparent and honest. Like, I love my girlfriend and we're so in love and we're doing all the things. But, like, it has been a little hard these last couple of months just because, like, you know, I work a couple of jobs. She works a couple of jobs. She has a dog, like, running around, like, back to Fairport and then back to the city and then back to, like, it's just, it's.
It's going to be a lot.
And
it's going to be a huge adjustment, too.
Right.
Because you guys are now sharing your own space. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about sleep habits. Jerry brings up a really good point here. Jerry was like, one of the things that I didn't realize when I moved in with my girlfriend was our sleep habits. You're not always going to go to bed at the same time, mm-hmm. especially with you waking up at, you know, the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough because how are you going to work that out? You need to discuss a strategy to both ensure you guys get good sleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already are, like, sleeping together almost every night, so that's, like, not that big of a thing. And she, honestly, she likes to go to bed earlier than I do, which is a good thing for me to keep me on track. But I am excited because we got a king bed together. We switched the rooms. We moved into this space together.
Okay.
So, and that made me feel a little more comfortable of, like, I don't want to move into somebody's space. I don't want to move into somebody's apartment. Listen, no shade to them. Love them. Their apartment has nothing in it. I'm going to go in. I'm going to zhuzh it up. So it's like I'm moving into a brand new space anyways.
So Gina says, what happens if someone loses their job? Let's say she loses her job.
Mm-hmm.
Who's picking up the slack? Her brother? Or you?
Well, I...
Hypothetically speaking, these are conversations that need to be had.
I mean, probably me, which won't be that big of an issue, considering the fact I'm already paying astronomically amount of rent. It's not like I'm not used to it. So that would probably be me.
Yeah, it would most likely fall on the significant other.
Yeah. So... I mean, God forbid. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well,
you can ask the same question for me. So.
Yeah, life is, you know, it's Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. I also don't like her apartment building. So, like, her actual apartment is nice, for sure.
The aesthetics of the building?
No, I don't like the aesthetics. I don't, like, location, amazing. Apartment, physical apartment we live in, great. It's that thing I made the other day, like the walk to my apartment versus my actual apartment, like it's just there's holes in the wall, like it's too much. So
yeah, well, you know what, it's not your forever home. That's the thing, you got
to
keep
and I need to keep reminding myself that,
right,
we're doing this for a greater good.
Yeah, because if you're smart, you're gonna save that extra money that you would have spent on rent now on Park Avenue.
Correct.
A lot of people are weighing in. They're like, congratulations on the new chapter, Breezy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I will obviously we'll keep you guys updated. There will be a lot of content to come. Like just this other morning, like I slept over there and I woke up at 4:45 and her brother was in the bathroom. I'm like,
oh, that's tough.
I need to go to work.
So. That's really good luck with that. I'm sure you're going to keep us posted. And not only that, but
not
this new
in a bucket.
This new experience could have you going to therapy way more than you ever thought you would.
I know. My therapist is on maternity leave right now. She needs to hustle.
She needs to be on call 100%.
For sure.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
This is really scary, and I think we need to just draw attention to it because this can happen literally anywhere. A parolee was arrested yesterday on Monday after investigators say that he beat and choked a woman in the hospital parking lot, stole her car, and then led police on a chase and tried to run over state troopers. So
when will it end? When is it going to end?
Isaiah Weathers, 34, was charged with robbery, assault, grand larceny, and reckless endangerment, as well as criminal obstruction of breathing. Weathers was released 10 days ago on parole for robbery and other charges relating to a carjacking in 2013, according to police. And he hit the ground running right with another crime. So there's that.
Right. So you said he was only out for 10 days and then right back to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So basically the police were called to RGH around 9:30 in the morning yesterday for the report of a robbery in the parking garage, which obviously, as a woman, I mean, as anyone, in a parking garage, kind of creepy, mm-hmm. don't really get good vibes in there, just because there's not a lot of foot traffic.
None.
And you're kind of enclosed. And according to investigators, a woman said she was sitting in her Kia when someone approached her and demanded her to get out of the car. Police said that Weathers choked her for several minutes and before she was able to get away. And then he left.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In her vehicle, police saw the car near Lake Ave and Brittenden Street, and they tried to pull it over. Obviously, he didn't, which led to a chase. And then he drove directly at a state trooper who was setting up the spike strips near Lake Ave to stop the vehicle from moving, obviously. And then once they hit the strips, he hit the strips, tried to run away on foot. The dog, what a disaster.
For what? And it's all for what?
Right.
For what? Because so you can take the car on a joyride and then eventually abandon it 10 minutes later. It's right. People are dying over this type of crap.
Right. It's insane. And this is why.
You think we're frustrated? The police are frustrated.
Yeah.
I've had conversations with them. When my window got busted, the first thing they did was roll their eyes. They're like, oh, God, we have so many better things to be doing.
Right.
It's nonstop.
It's just like a lawless city.
Guys, be careful. Just be so mindful of your surroundings. It doesn't matter if it's 9 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night.
It's stories like these that make me kind of excited to get out of the city. But these things happen.
Fairport Hair Breezy comes. But even then, you still have to be careful.
100%.
Coming up on the show, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? Yes or no? Lydia is on the phone waiting to chat with us, and her manager is saying no. It has to count as PTO, not a sick day. It's only a sick day if you're caring for a child or a family member. Are your pets not your children, though?
Confused.
Are they not family? We'll get Lydia on the phone with us to hear her story coming up next on the show.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Lydia needs some advice. She told the company she works for on Friday that she would have to take off next week to bring her dog to the vet because her dog has not been doing too well. Mm. But they told her she was welcome to take off, but it would not be considered a sick day. It would have to be counted as a PTO day because her animals is not considered a child or a family member. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We brought this up yesterday on the show briefly, and we have Lydia on the line with us now, who says this is a real hot button for her.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lydia.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Tell us more in detail what's happening. Should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet, yes or no?
Absolutely, 100%. You should be allowed to.
Okay.
And it sounds like that's not the opportunity you're getting.
No, not at all. Honestly, like, I'm prepared to, at this point, like, quit my job and, like, potentially hire a lawyer. Like,
go deeper.
My manager is honestly, he's been giving me such a hard time about it. And it's like, I've worked there for 2 years. I've been a great employee. Like, and he's telling me that, like, I'm not allowed to take sick days to take care of my dog. And if I take off, I'm going to have to use my PTO, which I think is totally, like, it's not fair because, like, I have plenty of, like, coworkers that, you know, do sick days to take care of, like, their child. And, like, to me, my dog, Bernard, he's my child.
Bernard! Okay? So
Bernard!
Yeah.
How old is Bernard?
He's only 2. He's a baby.
Oh, he's 2 years old.
He's just a baby.
Is Bernard sick?
So he's been having, like, stomach issues and stuff. And honestly, like, I feel like he has got a little depression. You know, like, as the seasons change, like, he does, like, start to sleep more. And, like, he just doesn't seem like himself. And it's like, he's been, like, having diarrhea. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, I want to be able to, like, take off with him, like, monitor him like you would, like, a child. And it's like, I just don't understand, like, I mean, like, my boss has a dog. Like, I don't understand, like, why he's, like, being so adamant against, like, that, like, oh, it's not your child. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you don't feel that way, but to me, he's absolutely my child.
Yeah, listen, I don't really like dogs that much, but when it comes to people caring for their pets, especially if their pet is sick or if their pet is dying, you have to have a little bit of empathy. And you can't just say to these people, well, it's just a dog, or it's just a cat. Like, that is so diminishing to somebody's feelings and emotions. Like, people, although I'm not the biggest animal lover, I would never say that to somebody.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too, because it's like, I completely understand that not everybody feels the same way. Like,
right.
But at least give me the opportunity to, like, have the same, like, you know, like, if I'm telling you that this is, like, what's real for me, like, this is, like, emotional for me, that my dog is, like, my child, I want to be able to take care of him and not have my PTO, but, like, everybody else in the office can do it, like, for their children, like, whatever they, because it's just not, I just don't see it as fair.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because,
well, the argument here is pets are family, are they not?
Absolutely. I'm my absolute closest fan. Like, I mean, some people don't have, like, human children or can't have children. You know, it's like you judge. Like, Bernard is absolutely my family.
Bernard.
Basically, when you've come to your boss and you've asked him for to use a sick day to take care of Bernard, his response was, it's going to have to be PTO.
And it's a non-starter. It's like, and it's like almost like scoffing. It's not even like a, I understand, but it's like, absolutely not.
Okay, but like, why do you have to tell anyone why you're sick? Like, I don't know. That's kind of weird to
me. You brought it up. So if you were to say, hey, I have to take like a personal day or a sick day, they can't really ask you why, correct?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know what? I guess. I think it's like the principle of it, too. It's like you're allowed to take sick days on behalf of other people in your family. He is my family. Yeah. I feel able to take sick days.
Yeah, and see, there's some managers out there and some companies that don't look at it that way, though, Lydia. If you guys are just joining us, the question we're asking is, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. Lydia, how's Bernard doing now?
He's okay. He's over here sleeping next to me right now. So,
Bernard.
All right. Well, give him our best. We got so many texts coming in on this and some calls that we want to get to, because this seems like this is a hot button for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on this morning and agreeing to share your story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Lydia. Take care. Let's go over to Katie real quick. She says, you allow it. What's stopping them from saying, I have a doctor's appointment for a vet checkup? It's technically the truth. And if you're not asking for notes or verification anyway, I don't see any harm.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
100%. I just think that, you know, it's so hard because I don't think that she had to disclose that information, considering the fact that it's like a medical thing. But also, like, she already did. So now she's kind of in a spot where it's too late to backpedal and go against that. So I don't know. I feel like she should have played her cards closer to her chest. Although it's stupid that she even has to do that, considering the fact that she doesn't have a manager that's like actually willing to work with her or see her side on that, which is, don't love that.
No, we don't. Let me get to some phone calls here. I have Jennifer on the line. Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, Hi, good morning. Yeah, I just want to say that I think this is totally, like, a thing that people don't talk about enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I work just as hard in my job as other people. I don't have kids. I don't take care of people that are elderly. Yeah. I don't smoke. Like, people take off a lot of time from work to do certain things. And, you know, I have a dog. I think that it's relevant for me to have my own personal time to take care of something that, you know, people do every day and nobody blinks an eye, but it's, you know, kind of, it's unfair. Like, I totally think that this woman should be able to take off work.
Have you ever been in a situation, Jennifer, yourself, where you had to take off, like, a long period of time off work to care for your animal?
Yes.
You have. And what happened as far as work? Did you tell them you were doing that? Did they give you any trouble for it?
Yeah, I mean, I had to use my own sick days, my own personal time. They, you, I mean, it wasn't something that I got paid for.
Right, as opposed to if it was your child, then it'd be a different story.
Right.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. Appreciate it. This is interesting. We just got a text from a guy named Dave that says there's a new amendment that would allow anyone to use sick days to care for their pet. Right now, you can only use them if you or someone in your family is sick, but that's the basic argument right now. Mm-hmm. Like that caller said, pets are family.
Right.
Nancy says, did this lady just say her dog suffers from seasonal depression? Oh, I'll give me a break. There's no such thing.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Are you seeing this? I agree with this woman's boss. Pets are not children. If you don't have a sick child or family member, then you should be forced to use your vacation or PTO time.
Please. Give me a break. This person says, I think it would be totally responsible to use your sick days to care for a sick pet. Your vacation time is meant to be enjoyed for a vacation, and sick time is meant for just that, being sick, whether it's yourself, a kid, a parent, a pet, etc.
Yeah, listen, pets are more important to people than ever before. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. But if your employer is not allowing you to use a sick day to care for, like, a pet that you've had for many, many years, or even if it's a brand new pet, you know how much you love your dog or your cat or whatever you, I don't know, frog. There's still,
you know,
this
how
is,
much I love my ferret.
Regardless of what the animal is, it's part of your family.
Right.
And we have another person saying it's time to find another employer.
That's what she basically started the call with.
Lydia is ready to pull out.
Pull the plug.
She's ready to pull out the lawyers.
Right.
All right, guys, thank you for weighing in on this morning. I know this is a hot button for a lot of people because, yes, pets are family. And the question is, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? And the majority of people are saying 100% yes. But like Dave said, with that new amendment that would allow you to use sick days, that's possibly in the works right now. I don't know if that's been passed or not. I have no idea.
Correct.
But I'm sure a lot of people would love to see that take place. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's PXY. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.